The Coalition for Carolina launched in September 2021 to support and defend the University of the People in its independence from partisan interference. The group cited the handling of the Silent Sam Confederate Monument, the lack of a COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and the treatment of journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones as examples of potential interference from state lawmakers. Former UNC Chancellor James Meeser, who led the panel, mentioned the Hannah-Jones controversy when the UNC Board of Trustees initially shed tradition around hiring the award-winning writer.
And we all know the case of Nicole Hannah-Jones, the Board of Trustees' obvious reluctance, clear reluctance to award tenure. This became a national embarrassment for UNC, and the rest is history.
Paul Fulton, a former member of the UNC Board of Governors and the UNC Board of Trustees, also spoke at the panel. He said he believes UNC is North Carolina's greatest asset, but political interference in decision-making has upended and distracted the campus.
Our universities tell a very complicated story. With world-class highs, and we certainly have a number of those, but we also have some dominating headline lows. And in recent years, the turmoil has risen sharply. The UNC system has been, its reputation has been tarnished.
Former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe cited the 2010 election in North Carolina as a turning point in the relationship between North Carolina universities and those who oversee them. Republicans took control of both the state's chambers of the General Assembly, which appoints members to the UNC Board of Governors. That UNC System Board then appoints each state university's Board of Trustees. Fulton said the UNC system achieved excellence over time because of great leaders. But to empower those leaders, the university systems need to be an environment and structure that supports them. Fulton said that leadership stems from the members appointed to the board. Of the 24 members on the UNC Board of Governors, only 2 live west of Charlotte, only 3 are people of color, only 5 are women, and 1 is a Democrat.
We must look at the selection process. If it is not depoliticized, the UNC system will be significantly and permanently diminished. Former Board of Governors Chair Lou Bissett said, this is a diverse state, but we do not have a diverse board.
Belle Whelan is president of Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. She said elected boards like the UNC BOG tend to be a popularity contest rather than a more representative depiction of who they serve.
But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how you're appointed, but you need to work together, and that the institution needs to be put first. The needs of the institution put first, not the needs of the General Assembly, not the needs of the governor, but the needs of the institution. And we expect the board to protect the institution.
The Coalition for Carolina aims to continue examining university governance with a goal of having 100,000 North Carolinians as part of the coalition by the end of the year. Thorpe said more conversations like these need to be had to determine how the university can proceed in the future.
There's a lot of time being wasted arguing over whether something's political or not when it obviously is. I look forward to debating this and many other things. And for all of you who do so much for Carolina, thank you, because it's an important place and America doesn't work without the University of North Carolina.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukacz.